From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Good afternoon. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan today urged the Alaska legislature to use its collective power to support the Willow Project, ConocoPhillips' big Arctic drilling proposal.
Highest environmental standards and lowest greenhouse gas emissions of any major project like this in the world, and broad-based support from so many Alaskans, particularly the Alaska Native leaders and Alaska Native citizens who live in the region.
Sullivan, in his annual address to the Alaska legislature, asked state lawmakers to pass a resolution supporting Willow. But he says the battle over the project will be, quote, ferocious over the next month while the Biden administration decides whether to greenlight the proposal. That's because environmental advocates fiercely oppose the project. So do the city and tribe of New Ixet, the nearest village. They say the project will endanger wildlife and a subsistence lifestyle while accelerating climate change. Sullivan's speech focused on the traditional Alaska complaints of a heavy-handed federal government and the hopes that the state will prosper through resource extraction and military spending.
Since I've been in office, we have secured billions in military construction for Alaska, and that is continuing. This, of course, has enhanced America's national security, but it's also been a way to strengthen our economy and increase job growth in Alaska.
Alaska Congresswoman Mary Paul Tola will also make a speech to the Alaska legislature this month, followed by Murkowski. And as for the weather, it's currently 33 degrees and overcast. And there's a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. A strong storm system is expected to move north into the Panhandle tomorrow night through Thursday. This local newscast is shorter today because we're broadcasting NPR special coverage ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address, which will air live on KTOO in just a few minutes. This is KTOO.